Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Christmas Eve. Happy Tuesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Christmas Eve, game day Eve. Today's show is basically like if a Tuesday Payne and Pendergast show and a Friday Payne and Pendergast show had a baby, because it's a Tuesday, so we got to do a pettycast at 8 o'clock. We got Ross Tucker,
oh yeah,
joining us at 7 o'clock.
It's almost like this is the second Immaculate Conception,
right?
That
right,
everybody
right.
Talks about
Jesus,
like, yes,
and the Tuesday day before the Ravens game. We're gonna do 5 Reasons I Hate You today.
Yeah,
we're gonna do what else do we do on Fridays? There's Circle of Swarm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we have
right.
A Christmas
a
Eve Circle of Swarm. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boy.
It's a big day today, man.
It is a great holiday, isn't it?
It is.
It's the greatest
of holidays.
They yes. Should have a celebration of the day that Mary would have been
I think we'll just keep celebrating.
Just go back 9 months and make that a March holiday or something.
Maybe we can get an extra day
can
off.
We get on that clergy.
Yeah,
you've had a couple thousand years now to do that.
That's right.
You're just like sitting on your hands, collecting all that stash. These rich clergymen.
I was gonna say maybe we squeeze an extra day off, but you know who doesn't really take days off? Payne and Pendergast. That's who. You're not taking any days off this
time.
I'm taking Friday off. That's
no,
it.
What am I going to do? I take a lot of Uber rides, as you know, and I have so many Uber drivers that are just like people that are just they're just workers. You know?
Yeah.
They're like, what am I going to do? Watch TV?
Right.
Like, jump out. They've got a good job, but they like talking to people and everything.
And making a buck.
It's perfect for me because I don't like talking to people except for small doses of time.
You don't like talking to people, and yet you are from what I can gather, a very, very social Uber passenger.
Yeah. No, I'm very social. No, if you ever meet me face to face, don't worry, I'm delightful.
You are,
but I need my downtime. Right, I need my, right, I need to recharge my batteries. So the Uber ride is perfect because I can learn about. The other day, one of my Uber driver was from Tibet originally, so he set me straight on some of my misconceptions about Tibet. We talked about Hinduism for a while.
You walk around through life with misconceptions about Tibet, huh?
Well, you know what? I just always assumed it was a predominantly Buddhist country because that's where the Buddha was from. But no, it's a predominantly Hindu country.
How long was the conversation?
It was about, it was a 10-minute ride, and then we sat and talked for about 20 minutes out in front of KHOU.
Wow, I'm thinking of some of the rides he might have just let go so he could talk to Seth C. Payne.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
He was one of these guys. He was an engineer who's kind of semi-retired. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, we had a fascinating discussion about the way the predominant religion of a country and its historical happenings or the historical events that had happened before it kind of craft the government and the way it operates.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting when he was telling me all about Hinduism. I'm basically an expert now.
Did it help you gain perspective on Tank Dell being out for the season and Jimmy Ward being out for the season?
It did. I was kind of trying to process, like, would I rather be, what's going to help me deal with this the most or the best? Like Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam. I feel like Christianity should be actually, just looking at it as objectively as possible.
Yeah.
The not having the fear of being reincarnated and just that one goal in one life of, making it to the show.
Yeah.
That's what I like to call heaven, making it to the show.
Right.
I think it makes it a little bit easier to get, if you look at it that way, if you have that perspective that, hey, whatever happens in this life, it doesn't really matter as long as I'm following the path.
Yeah.
Which is why it's sometimes so surprising to me when people get so freaked out about a knee injury. Mm. I'm like, what's it really matter? You know, like it's orthopedic. Why are you gonna, if indeed what you're worried about is the afterlife and doing all that stuff, a knee injury is insignificant.
Yeah.
The face of it.
Are you surprised at all that we got 11 cuts from a CJ Stroud press conference yesterday? I'm not trying to minimize the Tank Dell injury at all.
Uh huh.
I didn't get to see any of the press conferences yesterday. Let me lay this out real quick. I got the cuts like you did for CJ, D'Amico, and Bobby Slowick. Yeah. They all met with the media yesterday.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I'm anxious to see what CJ has to say about the Baltimore Ravens coming to town on Wednesday. This is an important game. This could be a preview of the first round of the playoffs in a few weeks, just like Cleveland last year.
Right, and I know for anybody out there that's kind of hesitant about buying into this game emotionally, I need that 3 seed. There's a chance they can get the 3 seed,
and
to do it, they got to beat Baltimore, and they got to get that 3 seed. Because they need the home field advantage as much as possible.
Well, they're going to get the home field advantage, but they need one of those teams down that you're talking, like
the Broncos
or the Chargers.
There's a chance that if one of those teams pulls off an upset, then you have a home game in the divisional round.
Oh, the divisional round, okay.
Yeah. Sean, I know they have home field advantage. I'm talking about as much home field advantage as possible.
I got you. Okay. So we get the emails with the cuts, and 10 of the 11 cuts in the email are about either Tank Dell's injury or the wide receiver room after Tank Dell's injury.
And I
feel as bad about Tank as anybody, man. Like, I got up the next morning after that game, and it was one of those mornings you get up after you got bad news the day before, and you're like, wow, this is the first day that I'm waking up with this bad news in my life. You know that feeling?
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, that was real yesterday. That happened. Tank Dell got hurt. I hated it as soon as it happened, and I hate it for Tank now. And not knowing what the prognosis is for next year is something that's weighing over me. I sure would have liked to have known what our quarterback thought about the Baltimore Ravens coming to town.
It was, Sean, so I did a live stream last night, and I just watched all the press conferences in their entirety on the live stream, and then I was going to do some cutting up afterwards, but the internet connection here was so bad that it's unusable. So the part, and I went back and I tried to find the part in CJ's press conference where I had already listened to D'Amico's press conference where there were multiple questions about how do you recover emotionally?
Yeah.
Into CJ's press conference, which was, again, how do you recover emotionally? How do you recover emotionally? And I flipped the hell out. Because honestly, after a certain point, I'm just like, what? Has anybody never watched football before?
Right.
This stuff happens all the time. Yes, it was an ugly injury, and that's awful that a guy... Guys get injured all the time and get put on IR all the time. It's almost an insult to ask, like, how... how, after somebody isn't even close to dying or anything, are you going to be able to step on the field several days later? Because it's the NFL and this happens every week.
Do you think this is being fueled largely because of how CJ reacted to it when it happened?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Like, I don't want to make this look like I'm blaming Tank or anything. I've had enough of listening to people on the offense talk about how happy, happy, joy, joy this whole group is. And gosh, everybody just gets along and we're all just we're united in the same direction. No!
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want them to be like the defense, so full of certified a-holes in all the right ways, psychotic whack jobs on that defense, and I love them for it. Mm-hmm. And then I go out there in the offense, and I watch them play football, and I'm like, I don't think these guys hate anybody.
Yeah.
Why? Which is like, in this season of Christmas time, can you not at least embrace the spirit of hating your football opponent?
Well,
it's what the holiday is for. Can you hate somebody?
You may have gotten a gift from the gods yesterday.
Yeah.
Deontay Johnson is a Houston Texan. Now, Deontay Johnson.
Does he hate people or just love Deontay Johnson?
That's a fair question. I think it's a fair question. And for those who haven't heard, because you may have been running around like I was yesterday, shopping and doing things like that, the Texans went ahead and picked up Deontay Johnson. They put a claim in on him. And he made it to them in the waiver order. Deontay Johnson, who has had some good seasons with the Steelers, was with the Panthers earlier this year and did some good things in what at the time was a horrible Panthers offense. This just in, the Panthers offense has looked much better than the Texans offense over the last month or so.
Yeah,
with Bryce Young at quarterback. But the Panthers traded him to the Ravens. You can count on both hands how many impact plays, count on one hand probably, how many impact plays he had for the Ravens. He hardly got on the field.
Yeah.
And he chose not to go on the field in a game. And that's the interesting thing about this is, by definition, by how he handled his business with Baltimore and to some degree with Carolina earlier this year, because he said there's a reason Carolina wanted to get out from underneath the Deontay Johnson
Pittsburgh,
deal.
Yeah.
He's the least swarmy type of player there is. He literally refused to go into a football game. He pulled a Devondre Campbell. He refused to play Baltimore. That's kind of where we are with this receiver room right now. And yet, I'm excited about this pickup.
I'm excited about it just because if you go back to 2022, the Chiefs traded for Kadarius Toney, who's had his own issues. And it was kind of an erratic and volatile and whatever was going on with Kadarius Toney. For one half of a season and on into the playoffs, Kadarius Toney was great for the Chiefs. You can weather any kind of storm, both on Deontay Johnson's side and on the Texans' side. People are they're putting their best foot forward when they're in their first several weeks. The question with Deontay Johnson was, he's upset about not being used enough in Baltimore. I don't know if he would have that same attitude when he's just coming in right on the precipice of the playoffs. Nico Collins is a clear-cut number one, and I think there's going to be opportunities for him, and we'll just see what happens. I don't think the Texans are going to be 100% devoted to him no matter what. They're going to do what Nick always says he does, which is we want to get guys in the building and see what happens. I mean, that's what they did with Cam Akers. Now, Cam's issues were just his flat-out health, not his attitude or anything like that. And Cam Akers,
you're saying before they signed him, his issues were with Cam Akers when they brought him in, his issues were health, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. They bring a guy in though that's a huge wild card, and you're just like, let's see what we have with him when he gets in the building.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of reasons why you wouldn't bother with Cam Akers.
Yeah.
And he ended up being a pleasant surprise. So I think likewise with Deontay Johnson, you bring him in and you see what happens, and if it's no big deal and he's latched on, then so be it. If not, you let him go.
You think he plays on
I think he plays
Wednesday?
10 snaps at least. I would put the over under at 10 snaps.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to have a amped up like anything. He doesn't have to know the whole offense or anything.
Yeah, just here's 10 plays. Just learn these.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the Ravens have had to make an adjustment as the season's gone along. They're playing like softer coverages than what you might typically expect from a Ravens defense because they've got issues on the back end. Brandon Stevens, the one of their starting cornerbacks, is one of the most targeted cornerbacks in the league. So they sit back and they play coverage. They play zone. That gives a lot of room for a guy like Tank Dell or Deontay Johnson to get into those zones underneath. And I think he's a good offset for Nico, who I'm guessing the Ravens are going to try to double as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, this is an opponent I want him to play against. It's a team that just cut him, you know? Like, he should be motivated for this game. Should be motivated anyways, you know? It's a playoff team, new lease on life, that kind of thing. I'm like maybe mildly surprised yesterday. Like I was caught off guard, maybe more so like he didn't get picked up. Like I did not expect Deontay Johnson to be a Houston Texan.
I know you just, I've learned this morning that you distrust the genuineness of my opinions. You thought it was a hot take when I was throwing it out that I wouldn't be surprised if Deontay Johnson was signed to the Texans.
Maybe.
Yeah
maybe.
I was, it's exactly the kind of stuff that they did in New England for years when Nick was up there.
Yep.
Which is, all right, like with Albert Haynesworth or Antonio Brown, they gave actual money.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. But D'Amico's the guy who wears on his sleeve that he's looking for great guys. He says it in every coach's show interview.
Yeah.
You know, and this, at least football-wise, doesn't seem like a great guy.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I'm surprised.
Right. But I think what D'Amico always says, too, though, is that you try not to judge guys based on where they've been. So this is low-risk, high-potential reward.
Well, and it's if Tank Dell had not gotten hurt, I don't think Deontay Johnson is a Texan.
Right, yeah. There's a sliding scale.
Yeah. Desperate times call for desperate measures. All right, let's get ready for the Ravens game, the six-pack. We'll do it. The six storylines, people, et cetera, that are going to play into this game tomorrow. 3:30 kick, 12:30 Texans countdown here on Sports Radio 610. We'll do that next.
Hey, it's Mark Schler, the Sinking Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.